Magic, DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Super Channel 3.
Imagine having nature's secrets to health and vitality in a bottle. Introducing Lifeway Shot Health Drink. Ginger for digestion. Beetroot for stamina. Aloe vera for skin. Tamarind for metabolism. Baobab for immune support. Lifeway Shot. Embrace wellness naturally.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headline: student unions urge to uphold student interest and university regulations. Political analyst concerned over traditional leaders' growing role in active politics. Royals attend Windsor Easter Sunday service.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalam. Political analyst and historian Bizet Piri says student unions in institutions of higher learning play a critical role in representing the interests of students and must operate within established university regulations. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Dr. Piri explains that student unions are structured bodies guided by institutional rules and principles with the primary mandate of providing a voice for students on various issues affecting their welfare. He says that over the years, student unions have undergone significant transformation in their operations and their relationship with government authorities. Dr. Piri has observed that this evolving relationship has raised concerns about the extent of political involvement in student leadership structures.
Now, over the years, we've seen transformations in the way in which the students' unions operate and how they relate with the government. And when you look at the history of all how these things have taken place, they change from time to time. Now, in the current situation, as you've observed, there is now a situation where students are now working closely with the government in power. Now, this is a reflection of maybe the changing times that we are living in. During previous periods, the students were also sometimes they were also operating as voices of the people beyond the universities.
The Zambia Aquaculture Cooperative Society Limited says the aquaculture industry recorded a strong performance in the first quarter of 2026, driven by improved operating conditions and a stable economic environment. Society Secretary General Ferdinand Simfukwe has attributed the positive performance to stable power supply. Mr. Simfukwe explains that consistent electricity has allowed producers to maintain fish farming conditions, including proper water management and feeding systems, thereby increasing the output.
We see now probably fewer methane. You know, fuel affects everything. We've seen the cost of diesel going up, superseding the cost of petrol. And we don't know what really how far this will go. Because when diesel is affected, we've seen there's a bigger picture. For us, we're involved in also in the supply chain. We find that even the raw materials that are used for making feed, remember, to make feed, The most expensive raw materials come from outside, from China and across. So we find that there's a disruption. Ships are not coming, and it is now becoming expensive to bring in those materials.
Political analyst Dr. Alex Ngoma has expressed concern over the growing involvement of traditional leaders in active politics, warning that the trend undermines their role in governance. Spain. An interview, Dr. Ngoma says traditional leaders are critical institution in society that is expected to provide checks and balances and should therefore remain neutral. He has noted that reports of some traditional leaders endorsing political candidates raise serious questions about the preservation of their integrity and independence. Dr. Ngoma has emphasized that the involvement of traditional authorities in partisan activities risks eroding public trust and weakening democratic systems.
It is extremely concerning that our traditional leaders, who are an institution on their own, have also been compromised and they are endorsing political candidates. You see, traditional leaders are supposed to provide a different kind of checks and balances, but also traditional leaders preside over subjects who belong to different political parties. So if you allow traditional leaders to get involved in the politics, then you spoil everything. What are their subjects going to do? It is very, very unfortunate. It is just like what has happened to the church.
An energy expert has warned that Zambia risks incurring costly and unsustainable energy agreements if reforms to power purchase agreements and public-private partnerships are not handled with transparency and a strong oversight. David Green says while PPAs and PPPs present an opportunity to boost investment and expand electricity generation, weak regulatory frameworks and opaque processes could expose the country to corruption and long-term financial burdens. Mr. Green has cited a 2022 power purchase agreement that reportedly attracted criticism after being signed without competitive bidding, raising concerns about accountability and integrity in the process. Mr. Green has warned that poorly structured agreements could lock the country into rigid and expensive contracts for many years, drawing lessons from other countries.
Zambia faced criticism when a major PPA was signed without competitive bidding, raising questions about the process and the integrity. Poorly organized can lack the countries into costly, rigid deals for many years. As an example, Ghana in 2020 experienced the oversupply deal, which cost the government over $500 million annually, and it serves as a warning. While Zambia benefits from the increased power generation capacity and investments, establishing the strict transparency, robust regulatory frameworks, and ongoing public oversight is essential to prevent financial losses and uphold institutional trust.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Crushers and Edible Oil Refiners Association says there is a need for Zambia to become self-reliant in the edible oil industry. Association Executive Director Aubrey Jumba says the country should produce enough edible oil locally to meet its demand instead of heavily relying on imports. Mr. Jumba notes that increased local production would help prevent disruptions in the supply of edible oil. Meanwhile, Mr. Jumba has urged the government to announce the crop survey results early, stating that this would allow stakeholders to adequately prepare for the marketing season.
They have to finish the survey first and then they do the announcement. It's usually in May, so we hope that they will do it on time. First week of May, we get a crop forecast. Then everybody is going to be positioned to take whatever necessary action they need. Yeah, so that's what would be the best outcome.
We take a break.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brand, you join the league of sophisticated customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
King Charles and Queen Camilla have attended an Easter Sunday church service in St. George's Chapel, Windsor. They were joined by other members of the royal family, including the Prince of Wales and Catherine, Princess of Wales, who has not been at the traditional event for the past 2 years. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, his ex-wife Sarah Ferguson, and daughters Princesses